Lent always begins with the temptation story, so the devil tempting Jesus, and the three great temptations of sensuality, glory, and power are the three great things that lead you away from making God the center of your life. You can see these three characteristic dysfunctions very clearly in the characters of Rome. For example, there's a great character in Rome called Titus Pullo, and Titus Pullo is a legionary in Caesar's 13th Legion, and he's a basic level, tough guy soldier. And his life is all about sensual pleasure. That's all he wants. He has no further desires. At one point, he manages, just by luck, to capture this this wagon filled with gold that they were trying to smuggle out of the city. So Pullo suddenly has access to like limitless amounts of money. The next scene, you see him, he's being borne on a litter, and he's throwing gold coins around at people. He's just come from the brothel. He's just going to have a great meal. His whole life is just sensual pleasure. That's this low-level thing. If you get stuck there, that's all you're ever going to have, and you will be necessarily addicted to it. Now, move higher. Temptation toward glory. And here, Caesar himself comes to play. You know what struck me watching the show? Caesar does very little actual ruling. So his ultimate goal is to be the emperor, to be the, you know, the ruler of Rome. He does very little ruling. But what he wants, what Caesar wants, is glory, honor. You know, one of the culminating scenes is when he finally comes to Rome as the great victor, and his face is colored red. That was the tradition of, he's meant to symbolize Jupiter himself. And he comes into Rome, you know, for his triumphant entrance. That's what he wants. He wants glory. Then at the upper level, two of my favorite characters. The first is Atia. Atia is the niece of Julius Caesar. She's the mother of Augustus, who will eventually become emperor. Atia is someone who's very interested in sensual pleasure. That's true. In her own way, she's interested in glory. But what she really wants, and she's very good at it, is power. Now, a woman in Caesar's time couldn't assume, you know, political power, kind of official power, but boy, was she powerful behind the scenes. And her whole life becomes an act of manipulating people. Through her parties and through her social functions and through this and that and assassinations clandestinely ordered and this sort of thing. But her whole life is to manipulate, to dominate. And they call her, it's lovely because in Latin, this is what they would have called her, Domina, Domina. Mistress, you might say, but it means Lord. So she's a very lordly figure. Then her son, Augustus, who eventually becomes emperor, but in the first season, he's a little kid, maybe 12 years old, 13. Boy, is he good, though, at power games. This little kid will kind of sit on the sidelines, and he'll size everything up. And within seconds, he has a complete read of the political situation and knows just how to manipulate and to move and so on. What he wants is not so much glory. He's not very glorious. He's kind of a behind-the-scenes guy. Not sensual pleasure. He's almost ascetical in regard to that. What he wants is power, you know? Now, what you see displayed in Rome, you could see in The Sopranos. In some ways, you know, Tony Soprano, Julius Caesar, same character, you know? And you could see the same kind of temptations in that show because they're up and down the centuries. It's the basic human problem. Lent is all about seeing that in us. What in you is Titus Pullo, the side of you that just wants sensual pleasure? And has your life become focused there? What in you is like Julius Caesar, who's sort of attracted to glory, honor, esteem? What in you is like Atia, kind of plotting and manipulating behind the scenes? But these are the basic problems that all human beings face. The three basic temptations. And Lent's the time where you've got to identify them and very honestly wrestle with them. That's why the desert is the symbol for Lent. In the desert, there's no place to run, no place to hide. There's no distraction. You're there alone with your own demons, you know. And Jesus goes into this kind of mano a mano combat with the devil. Well, that's what we all have to do. We have to come to terms with our temptations. And then find some kind of victory over them.